We've talked about how the LLCs can be used to give you some tax benefits. Let's talk about the asset protection for a minute. As I've explained, the asset protection of the LLC is exactly the same asset protection that you would get in the S corporation or the C corporation. And the LLCs give you excellent liability shielding. The thing I hear all of the time is, oh, you need a different LLC for each one of your pieces of property. Or I hear, set up a land trust and then make the LLC the beneficiary of the land trust. That gives you protection. You put your rental unit into the land trust, you make the LLC the beneficiary of that. I've also heard you have the LLC set up a trust, then you transfer the property, the rental unit, into the trust. Then the trust is the beneficiary, and you get to be the trustee, but you didn't put the property into a trust that you had established, so it's not a regular trust, it's one that the LLC established, and then the LLC is the beneficiary, so if you get sued, nobody can get the property. Did that sound a little confusing to you? Well, it sounds a lot confusing to me, and the fact of the matter is, most of this is garbage. Let's look at exactly what the LLC can do for you, and where the truth is in all of this. First of all, let me address the issues of the land trust or some other trust used in conjunction with the LLC. The fact of the matter is the land trust or whatever trust you are using to hold these pieces of property is going to be a revocable trust. You don't want it to be an irrevocable trust because then you can't have access to it. You can't get the property back. It's restricted as to what you can do with it. You often have to have somebody else. Man, I mean, it's a mess. You don't want an irrevocable trust. And trust me, none of these people who are telling you to set up the land trust or this other type of trust are telling you to set up an irrevocable trust. It's always going to be revocable. Well, let me just cut to the chase on a revocable trust. If the trust is revocable, then all I have to do is get a judgment against you, and the court is going to say, okay, revoke the trust, give the property back. So in a grantor trust, there is no asset protection. You could get some asset protection if you make the LLC the beneficiary of the revocable trust. And the way you get the asset protection is, I sue you, well, the beneficiary is the LLC. The courts will not necessarily make you revoke the trust because you're no longer the beneficiary. You have gotten some asset protection by putting the property into the land trust and making the LLC the beneficiary. However, you've done a couple of other things that everybody just gives you kind of a sleight of hand on. That is, first of all, you do not have a grantor trust anymore. You are still a grantor, the guy who put the property in, the guy who set up the trust. You are the trustee, the guy who manages the trust. However, you are no longer the beneficiary. This company is the beneficiary. If the beneficiary of the trust is the LLC, this isn't a grantor trust. Well, if you're not a grantor trust, one, you have to start filing a tax return for this trust. Two, that means basically you have given the property to the LLC. The beneficial interest in the property has now been transferred to the LLC. The bottom line is the value of a major asset has been put onto the books of the LLC. Well, nobody ever did a 351 exchange. If you're going to put big value on the books of the LLC, somehow that value has got to be offset through the 351 exchange, and somebody's got to get membership interests. Otherwise, it's a gift, and you've got a mess with the gift tax problems. You can't just be moving major values around without having a tax consequence. You may get away with it with a 351 exchange, but something's got to happen in order to show the IRS that the value of that asset has been shifted from your beneficial interest to the LLC's beneficial interest. Another issue is the due on sale clause on the mortgage. Remember we talked about transferring the mortgage into the LLC? We said you could usually get away with it. Well, there is a law that says that if you have a grantor trust and you're using this trust for estate planning purposes, under federal law, you transfer the property into that trust, the mortgage company cannot call the due on sale clause. It is not a transfer. The state cannot increase your property taxes. Now, if you're in California, you may have to notify the state that this is what you've done, but federal law says that the transfer of property into a grantor trust for estate planning purposes is a non-taxable transaction. However, you might note, if the beneficiary of the trust is the LLC, this isn't a grantor trust. In theory, the mortgage company could call the due on sale clause just as if you had transferred it directly into the LLC. In fact, when the transaction is actually discovered by the mortgage company, you will probably be in a worse position than you would have been had you transferred it directly to the LLC, because it's going to appear to the mortgage company as if you were trying to hide this transaction and say, oh, I was doing this for estate planning purposes. This is just a grantor trust. No, it wasn't a grantor trust. The bottom line is, I'm not too big on land trusts. There's one other issue with the land trusts. Everybody says you do the land trust for the anonymity. You name the land trust the name of the street that the property is on, and you do a different land trust for each one of the pieces of property. I have absolutely no problem with that. It does give you a little bit of anonymity, although the title down at the recorder's office is going to read the Blue Street Land Trust, and your name is going to be John Doe Trustee. So your name is still going to be associated with that property. Oh, you could have somebody else stand in and be a straw trustee for you. Technically, at that point, they control a property. Or I've seen people try and set up a corporation or a limited liability company to be the trustee. When you do that, fine, I find out that the trustee is this corporation. I can go down to the state records and find out who owns the corporation. You're throwing little hurdles in the way of somebody trying to come after you for some reason. But I want to make the point, they are very little hurdles. You get a lawyer that's fresh out of law school, you may stump the guy. However, you get somebody who's been around the block once or twice, you're not going to stump the guy. It's not going to do what you thought it would do for you to use the land trust in conjunction with the LLC. You might as well put the property directly into the LLC. We know that we're going to get the asset protection value. We know who's going to control it. We don't have the issue of filing a tax return for the trust and a tax return for the LLC. We only have the LLC's tax return that we have to worry about.